Shock of the Great War by Lucy Jackson. Read by Derek Jacobi. For Ronald and Jock, and the courageous dogs who served on both sides in the Great War, they never knew the cause, but only did their duty. The Call-Up. There was once a terrible war, which, in all the mad battles between men, must qualify as the most pointless and tragic. It began as a conflict to contain an invading enemy, but became a war of ruthless attrition. The entire British population was involved. Families sent their sons across the Channel to fight, and their daughters to work in factories or on the land at home. The army asked for their horses, their mules, and their donkeys, and eventually even for their dogs. Thousands of dogs were shipped to France. Some were strays. Some came from Battersea Dogs Home. But many, many were much-loved pets. They were needed as guard dogs and patrol dogs, or to carry messages and munitions on the battlefield. It was recognized very soon that they boosted the morale of the soldiers, and cheered them up as nothing else on earth could do. They lived and worked, suffered and died with the men. They shared the horrors of war in the trenches and the brief respites in the rest camps behind the front lines. This is the story of one of those dogs, a brave and irrepressible Irish terrier called Jock. He did not, like his companion Trusty, win the Dickin medal. Though there were times of real heroism, his war record was not irreproachable. He did make some dreadful blunders. But his pluck and absolute loyalty to his handler were unshakable. His concentration while on patrol and guard duty never wavered. He loved the men of D Company, and after each more appalling catastrophe in the trenches, the cry would be heard, "Where's our Jock? Is Jock all right?" The joy and relief on the men's faces as Jock appeared, jaunty and unscathed, said it all. For, like hundreds of other army dogs, many unnamed and unrecorded, Jock, by his presence alone, helped to warm the hearts and soothe the shattered nerves of many a stricken soldier, far from home on the Western Front.